we're joined right now by one of the greatest female athletes that's ever lived, female athlete of the 20th century. It's Jackie Joyner-Kersee, and she joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Jackie. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You know what? You've always, you know, as great as your athletic achievements were, your work after your athletic achievements is probably even greater. Your philanthropy, you know, your philanthropic works and all those great things have probably even eclipsed your athletic achievements. And that's a lot of what we're going to celebrate and talk to you about today. But before we even get into that, let's talk about, you know, your experience with opiate pain medications, and while they do relieve pain, how dangerous they are and your experience in that regard. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, after competing for so many years and told that my athletic career took on my body, and working with my health care provider who prescribed opioid to manage my pain, and not feeling like myself after a while, or, you know, being on them and not knowing exactly why I feel sluggish and not going to the bathroom, and going back to my health care provider that one of the most common side effects is opioid-induced constipation. And I've been very fortunate to team up with AstraZeneca, Daiichi Sankyo, to really bring awareness and to encourage others to talk with their healthcare provider about OIC, and in hopes of having this dialogue that people who might be experiencing what I have experienced, that they would be brave enough and not embarrassed, but it is an embarrassing conversation to have, but need to have that conversation with a healthcare provider.
Did it result in you steering away from opiates to manage your pain, and did you go in another direction, or was this discussion with your doctor and allowed the doctor and you to come up with a way to manage the side effects so that you could continue to manage your pain with opiates?
Yes, and I think it's very important for each person, as well as myself, to sit down and come up with the best prescribed treatment, you know, with your healthcare provider. And for me, that's what we had to do, and that's why I'm encouraging, you know, others to really go and have a conversation with their healthcare provider. We also have a web blog, and it's OHISEE.com. It's like a community, but it's a blog that shares different stories, and maybe someone could see themselves in those stories, and they'll go and have this conversation, you know, with their healthcare provider.
Well, you know, you've raised the healthcare provider a couple of times, and being the world-class athlete that you were, there's a price that the body pays, no matter what the sport is. When these prescriptions first started coming your way, was your provider open about possible side effects, things that could happen to your body, and were you educated as far as the long-term effects on Jackie Joyner-Kersee?
You know, and that's the great thing, working closely with my doctor. And at the time, when you're dealing with pain and I'm prescribed the opioids just to manage that pain, and then from there, coming back in and having a conversation with him about what I'm going through, then a conversation about, oh, these are the side effects from that. So I think it's, you have to always, I look at my doctor as my coach now, because I'm not competing, but I'm dealing with this, you know, post my athletic career.
So I mean, you've made the point of keeping yourself very well educated and making sure that you're in control of what's going on with your body. But like you said, your doctor is almost your coach now. So I'm sure you must feel pretty good about the direction your health is now going in, as opposed to the recent past.
Yes, I mean, even in the past, I was, you know, I was pretty comfortable then, but I think that no one should have to live in pain. you know, and sometimes the pain is unbearable. The pain of that, I mean, you can live in denial for so long, and you know something is going on, and it's just unfortunate that the side effects of it is that it's OIC. But now that, you know, then go and have that dialogue.
That's the voice of Jackie Joyner-Kersee joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I want to move on to some of your great philanthropic work. And you do so much of it today, whether it be through the Jackie Joyner-Kersee Foundation, whether it be with Athletes for Hope. You know, and talk about some of the causes that you're spearheading right now and some of the people that you're able to help and some of the things that those two foundations are doing to help people.
You know, I've been, from the time I went off to school, that I always knew I was going to go back in the community and help, because so many people made a difference in my life. And building the Jackie Joyner-Kersee Center and being able to provide after-school programs and life skills and character building programs for our young people is something that I'm very appreciative of, as well as working with Athletes for Hope, gearing student athletes as well as athletes in the direction of wanting to learn about philanthropy or defining their passion to want to support.
And you're involved in the social causes as well. I mean, you reach out to young people all the time, and you try to keep them on the right path. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, I do feel that it's very important. I realize I'm a role model, and people listen to me or look to me for direction as well as advice. And to be in that position, I don't take it for granted. That I think that is, I try to be a messenger that's very positive and trying to really help, really trying to, help people. And even as we began this conversation, and that's what, as I said, I teamed up with AstraZeneca Daiichi Sankyo to work with help people. And whatever advice that I might have on the JJK Foundation website, similar to when I'm asking people to visit OIC.com, is help there. And that's a part of my nature is, trying to help people. And that's why I'm strongly behind bringing awareness to, the OIC, as well as working with, young people or people in general.
Well, it's interesting because we know the famous statement from Charles Barkley about him not being a role model. You have a basic philosophical difference right there. You consider yourself a role model, and the fact that you're a public figure kind of propels you in that direction. Interesting philosophy.
Yes, because I feel that, regardless if you like it or not, that there are people out there that's listening to you, that look up to you. And if I'm going to be a messenger, I'm going to be a messenger with a positive message. Thank you.
Well, Jackie, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. This was truly a pleasure, and you're welcome back on the Spano and Black Attack anytime. You have yourself a great day now.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.